Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. Well, as I promised, as we concluded yesterday's broadcast, that I would continue reading an important passage of Scripture found in Philippians, the third chapter. Our general topic for the last number of weeks has been how to be perfect in heart, and that comes from a command given by Jesus found in the Gospel of Matthew 5:48, part of the Sermon on the Mount. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. We've been looking at this in detail. But as I read this over again, you could almost summarize the whole spiritual walk by those passages found in Philippians, the third chapter, 8 through 15. And I read four or five verses. I'm going to start with verse 12. I promised I'd do that. So here we are. Verse 12, not as though, Paul is saying, I had already attained, either were already perfect, but, see, he realized that, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. And he says, see, one of the elements of perfection is humility. Brethren, I count not myself. Here he is, this great apostle Paul, wrote most of the New Testament, this great giant of the faith. And he says, no, I haven't gotten there yet, beloved brethren. I'm not there. I count not myself to have apprehended. But there's one thing that I do. I do this, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. You see, beloved, forget the past. If you've repented of sins, it's in the sea of forgetfulness as far as God is concerned. Do not let the enemy bring it up and continue to condemn you, because that's not the Holy Spirit. He convicts gently to bring you to repentance, and then he goes on to other issues, other things that he wants to help you with. Work with you on. That's the devil that will keep you focused on the past. Oh, if I should have done that, or I could have done that. Oh, if things had been different. We think of all sorts of scenarios. The past is never going to change, beloved. What matters is your present, because that is going to be what your future will be. What you do today tremendously influences the future, even though we don't know long-term. Yes, we're to have goals, short-term, long-term goals, no question of that, not a bad thing. However, God controls our life, our destiny, once we become saved and we give him that privilege, that ability. Thank God. How many wrong mistakes have you made? Have I made? My goodness. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. So anyway, Paul says, I forget those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press. What is that before? I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 15, let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded. So that's what we're to do. I just read, if you want to be perfect in heart, go ahead, be thus minded, be committed. This is what God wants you to do. And for those of you who know me fairly well, one of my passages I just frequently allude to all the time, because that's the point of why we have leadership in the body of Christ, is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And following, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. He goes on why. Do you know what? Do you want to know what God is doing in your life? This is the first and most important thing he's about. Are there many outworkings, many details? We all have different paths we walk on, many different destinies. Oh, he loves variety. He orchestrates it all together like a beautiful symphony or a masterpiece of art. He knows exactly what he's doing. But leadership is in the body of Christ, so for the saints. That's why, that they can be edified, that they can be equipped to do the work of the ministry. And what's the purpose of all that? Until we all, leadership and those who are being served by the leadership, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. And this is it. This is the game. Are you ready? This is what God's doing unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's what God is doing for you and for me. And don't, you know, we may fight against him. We may try to delay it. Well, I'll just, you know, this is not a really big sin. I'll just kind of hold on to this. The Holy Spirit deals mercilessly with us. No, he's a God of mercy. Of course he is. Thank God. But he does. He's very determined. Yes, indeed. You know that old expression, a dog with a bone, a bulldog. Yeah, just not giving up. He doesn't give up. Jesus said he wasn't going to fail nor be discouraged until he has set the righteousness in the aisles. Praise God. So I'm sure if he was tempted in all points, Jesus was tempted at times to be discouraged, but he didn't give in. Nope. He trusted the work of the Holy Spirit. And so, beloved, that is what we are to trust. He's perfecting that which concerns you. And so this brings us to a summary, believe it or not, with the Lord's help, we will conclude this week. There are Christians, beloved, who have been, quote, in the way for 40 years or more, and they think that God's primary purpose in saving their souls was to get them to heaven. And I have to confess, this is one of Brother Glass's favorite phrases. They just sit around, prayed up, packed up, and ready to go, hanging on to the bitter end. But, beloved, that is not scriptural. God had a purpose for sending Jesus Christ, his Son, into the world because he wants to show the world he really meant business when he sent Jesus into the earth. He had his perfect timing in the fullness of time. He could have done it. He knows exactly when to send Jesus. Amen. When he was born, he knows exactly what to do in your life when you need it, when you're ready for it. So, beloved, God is not only interested in your personal salvation and sanctification, he wants to demonstrate to the world, to those who are round about you, to your metron or sphere of influence, a person who will follow and obey the living God. And speaking about the body of Christ in general, a people who will not be conformed to this world, a peculiar people, hallelujah, a people set aside and filled with the Holy Spirit of God, a people who will walk like Jesus walked, who talk like Jesus talked, who live as Jesus lived, who manifest the divine nature and divine character of the Lord, who do the works that Jesus did, and even greater works than he did, because he went to the Father. And he said, remember, before he left, he said, the disciples didn't want to hear that he was leaving them. But he said, it's necessary, it's important that I leave, because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit won't come. And he knew in his own experience, remember when he was baptized by John in the Jordan, the Holy Spirit came upon him in bodily form as a dove. And all the works that he did, they weren't God tricks. They weren't, just tricks that the Spirit of God, that Jesus would do. He waited till he was empowered by the Holy Spirit, and he went in the fullness of the Spirit, driven by the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness where he wrestled with the devil, fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Beloved, he is our example. And so we need the empowering of the Holy Spirit, and God is going to do that. So it's so exciting to be alive in the times in which we are living. We have to realize God has a timing for it, no matter how impatient you are to see your son, your daughter, your loved one saved. And I understand that. Sometimes dealing with some loved ones, family members, it can go on for decades. It's like, when are they going to? Lord, haven't you heard my prayer? Of course he's heard your prayer. But we're all so different. He knows how to deal with each one of us. I remember a dear friend who's a missionary right now in Nepal. He said, in terms of his father, he ministered, he prayed, and his dad was on his deathbed, but it was a nurse who brought him to the Lord. So fear not, faint not, be not discouraged. God has heard your cries, and I know how frustrating, perhaps no other person is as difficult to deal with as loved ones, part of your family, spouse, children, whatever. And so, but you know what? You're probably not an easy case to deal with either, if the truth be known. And we have to say that about each one of us, myself included, okay? I'm not pointing fingers at you. So, in the moments that remain, this is the thing that's really exciting. And this is sort of the culmination of all those personal elements that we can and need to do in order to become like Jesus. Let me just say, one of the most important and significant features of the Godhead, the divine character, is unity. God is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're not like denominational heads of different church organizations that can't get along with one another or can't agree. And beloved, this is the final, at least what in terms of what I'll be sharing with you, the final element of perfection is unity. Not only unity, as David said, unite my heart to fear thy name personally, but also in terms of the body of Christ. This is so important in the days in which we're living. When we as individuals come into that place of consecration and dedication with Jesus, the Lord and Master of every area of our lives, then an exciting and tremendous thing is going to take place in this earth. Beloved, God's doing it now. He's doing it in our lives. Well, my time is rapidly coming to a close. We have to bring this broadcast to an end, but not before. Let me just share quickly a testimony from a sister writing in from Sausalito, California. May the year ahead bring many blessings to you by Jesus, who has given you such a heart for people. Thank you for all your letters of love, support, wisdom, and encouragement. And another sister writing from Sunnyvale, my son-in-law, whom you prayed for on drugs, is still restored and a good husband and father to his two sons. Thank you for your years of ministry. Love you, sister writing from Sunnyvale. Excuse me. Yeah, that's right, Sunnyvale. Praise God. Well, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you would like extended personal ministry, I do invite you to share your mailing address if you email so I can respond personally to you. UCM has never shared its mailing list. I know some ministries do. We do not do that. It's a personal sacred bond between you, me, and the Lord. So the announcer will give our contact information. I pray for you. And of course, if you email, I will always confirm receipt and definitely pray. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.